Literally, somebody who does need no introduction is Rusty Gage, who is the Adler Professor of Genetics here at the Salk and a pioneer in the fields of neurogenetics and stem cells.
Thanks.
Neurogenesis.
Thanks. So welcome, everybody. This is the second meeting. Can you hear me? You want me to work with this one?
Whichever.
Yeah. This is our second meeting officially, and actually the first meeting that was organized last year at this time. The objective was to foster cooperation between the research institutes in some meaningful way going forward, with the idea that we would have a better chance of achieving our goals if the four major research institutes on the Mesa were to work together. So last year it was a hope, and this year I wanted to report to you a little bit about our progress along those lines, and it's actually quite tangible. In that there's, as many of you know, have been some funds that have been available for which San Diego and the various institutes have successfully competed for training grants and small research grants, building out of core facilities and larger research grants as well. And San Diego, as a group, has done exceedingly well at getting funding to support this initiative. So that's one part of it as individual institutes. But there's now a cooperation that exists between the four institutes in what is now the San Diego Consortium for Regenerative Medicine. And it's actually a signed agreement, if you can imagine, between these four institutes, which are with a pledge to work together in the most tangible way is to apply for funding for a new building that will house an independent entity to focus on human stem cell research in the community. And, you know, almost in an unprecedented way, the four representatives from the four institutions, scientific representatives, and that's Marty Freelander, Evan Snyder, Marty Freelander from Scripps, Evan Snyder from Burnham, Larry Goldstein from UCSD, and myself from Salk, with the help of our colleagues, put together the scientific program. But more remarkably, we had tremendous administrative assistance from Louis Kaufman and Mike Nunn, and with an oversight by Ed Holmes, who is providing a lot of very good leadership. And in addition to all of these people, the institutes have generously donated the time of their senior administration to help work through a lot of the issues that would allow for these four independent institutes with different goals, different objectives, to actually work together for a common goal. And I can say that the application, thanks to the hard work of some individuals, was actually submitted. So we were formally submitted for our large funding of this new building, which will represent a focus for research in the whole area. So as Duane pointed out, I think I'm emphasizing the scientific cooperation, but I think what's unique about San Diego, and I've been here a long time and I haven't really seen this happen in the past, is the local community is working together with this consortium. I think in some sense it's easier for the city leaders and the biotech companies and pharmaceutical companies to work with this combined consortium rather than to pick and choose which of the different institutions they're going to align themselves with. So by virtue of having a consortium, we've had a tremendous support for the consortium, and it's been represented, I should say, in the application itself. So we have letters of support from some major scientific biotech companies supporting this institute and its progress. So this is, I think, a success story, and yet it's just the beginning, and we've got many years yet to come. Today's science in the first part of the morning, or in the morning, represents As you'll see, some very exciting progress that's already made. We just got started, and people are already making significant contributions to our understanding. So be prepared for some quick ideas that are coming out. And then in the afternoon, we're going to grapple with some of the more difficult concepts that are raised by these issues that confront us. So have a good time. Enjoy it, and I want to thank all of you for coming and for your continued support, and have a good meeting. So we're going to start off with the first session, and Juan Carlos Belmonte is the chair, and he is from the Salk Institute, and we'll take this session. Thank you.